Log Talk Radio.
I'm
and attributes. We want God to go to Africa and charge the situation and pull those children back. And so now, we have to become international prayer, and we join forces with us. Ladies and gentlemen, it is important that prayer in our hearts changes it.
Father, says where two or three are gathered in His midst, they hear His ear. Heavenly Father, as we come before Your throne of grace, Lord, we have gathered together, Heavenly Father, seeking Your face, Lord, seeking Your mercy, Lord, seeking Your divine intervention, Lord, seeking Your grace, Heavenly Father, open up the heavens, Lord. We are calling upon You, O Lord, to begin to open up the heavens, Heavenly Father, and send down a supernatural release, Lord. Lord, we are calling upon You, Heavenly Father, because we can do nothing without You. But we know we do all things are possible, Lord, because we said not something, but You said all things. Lord, as we're continually seeking Your face, Lord, we're seeking Your face, Heavenly Father, upon the children of Africa, Lord. Lord, those that have been captured, Lord. Lord, we call upon You to send down Your divine angels, Lord, and begin to send that international intervention, Heavenly Father, Lord, as we have gathered together and lifted up to You, Lord, that Your mercy should be upon them, Lord, for supernatural deliverance, Lord. Lord, we don't have anything to give You, but we thank You because we know that You are better, Lord. You said that when we seek You, we shall find You. And as we call upon You, You said You will show Yourself to us, Lord. You said You will show us great and mighty things, things that we don't know of. You will show us, Lord. Lord, we call upon You, Heavenly Father, that every child, Lord, all of these, You know all of these individually all together, Lord. We call upon You, Heavenly Father, Lord, that You are the great provider, Lord. You get to provide for Your children, Lord. For every problem of darkness that rises up against Your children, Lord, when they come from the end of land, the sea, the sky, the moon, the stars, Lord, we command the fire to be released upon His mouth and scatter in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we call upon You for the destiny of our children, Lord. Lord, every power of darkness that rises up against their destiny, Lord, wherever they are bringing their glory, Lord, we take it back on our fucking fighters, Lord. Lord, wherever the enemy wants to put confusion around the nations, Lord, we stand it up on the fire of the Holy Ghost now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus begin to rain down, Lord. Let the blood of Jesus Christ begin to speak for us, Lord. Speak it to God. Get your Bibles, please. Your Bibles, your Bibles, your Bibles. One of the most outstanding preachers of our day is coming. This man of God has the word in his mouth. And we believe that today is a special day, that the heavens will open for us again. We need an outpour of Your Spirit, Lord. Bishop Grant Haddon is anointed to bring this powerful word, and if you will, turn your Bibles to Luke, the 24th chapter, and around the 50th verse, Luke 24 and 50. And He led them out as far as Bethany, and He lifted up His hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while He blessed them, He was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped Him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Can we say amen? It is found in Acts 2, 1 through the first, 4th verse. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and filled all the house where they were sitting.
There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Can we say amen? Receive the man of God.
May be seated. What an awesome, profound, dynamic word that brings us to a place that we recognize that only He, the Lord, could have made it all possible. He was very concerned, as Luke records, knowing His departure was at hand, that He gave them specific instructions. And He said to them, to go back to Jerusalem, go back to the Mecca, go back to the place of the Judeo establishment, and stay there until the power that comes from on high shall saturate, or let me just say, endow you beyond your abilities to control. And of course, the following passage that was read by our predecessor, the person that just preceded us, our wife, proves the fact that they responded. Everybody said, we must respond. They responded to the direct that Jesus had given unto them. I have discovered throughout my 63 years of preaching that it's very important that whatever the Lord says, where your lives or your continuations are concerned, you must be eager to respond. Because in it, there is some benefactors that comes out of it that only you can go away saying, the Lord has done it again. Notice I use the word again, because if you responded any number of times to the Lord, the direct of the Lord, you know out of it came positive results. Might I pause for this moment to ask the question, how many of you, God has given you a specific direct and you responded and it came out positive? Let me see your hand. Like something like this. When God says to me, I don't know about you, but when He says to me, stop and pray, cease and fast, meditate, in every juncture of the commandment from God, I discovered that God was surely on my behalf. Sometimes, I don't know if we take it seriously, but God loves us to the point till He wants our lives to be filled with joy, because He said, I've come that they might have. Yeah, help me preach a little bit here. And that they might have it more. Y'all know the word. I'm not going to have no hard time getting you to understand it. Every juncture of your life when God speaks to you is to your benefit. I don't want to sound facetious, but I want to say this to you so you will stop thinking that you're all of that in a bag of chips. God don't need none of us. thought those of you that had some good sense would say amen to that. God doesn't need none of us. You think he needs your money, he don't need your money. I read the other day, David recorded, the earth is the Lord. That's Psalms 24 and verse 1, if you'd like to check it out. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Now look at your neighbor and say, you don't even belong to yourself. Preach in a minute, but I'm going to let you know who you are. I want you to get in place. I want you to get in your realistic lane. You ain't all that. God needs you who you are. Looking for us to stay in your lane and respond to God. Ooh, I feel like I'm a preacher a little bit of it today. Jesus gave a specific direction. And he said to those who had followed him, go back to Jerusalem. There's something that you have not experienced yet. Oh, you were with me when I opened the blind and I asked you, with me when I walked from the water. You were with me when I fed the 5,000 souls. You were with me all the time of those dynamic experiences. But that's one thing you have not experienced. And I'm going to tell you how you get to that point. Go back to Jerusalem. Everybody know where Jerusalem is. You may be in a distant land, but you know how to get back to Jerusalem. You may be kind of lost in your venture through the earth, but you ought to know how to get back to Jerusalem. Let me just use this a little tonight. I want to tell you about a story of a little girl who lived in a community who got lost. Her parents was concerned about her because they didn't know where she was. She was underage, so she didn't know her way through the community. So they called the police, said there was a little girl lost in the community. So the police found her and brought her into custody. And as they drove through the community, said, oh, little girl, you're going to have to help us. What is your mother's name? She said, Mama. What is your daddy's name? She said, Daddy. Where is your house? She said, I don't know. She said, but up the street, Mr. Officer, there's a house, and in the front yard, there's a cross, and there's a man on the cross. So why did you tell me this? If you just can take me to that house where the cross is in the front yard, and that man is hanging on it, if you get me to the cross, I can make it home. She knew how to go home from the house that the cross was in the yard. I wonder how many of you all recognize the direct home. Do you have the directions home? You've got to come by the house where the cross is being preached. Jesus said, go by Jerusalem, where I have preached to you. The houses that I've gone in. And you know, let me just digress. I had the awesome pleasure of traveling with about 80 ministers to the Holy Land. And I have never been so gratified to actually see the geographical location where the dynamics of the Word of God was made manifest. One of the places I went to was a place called Capernaum. In case you don't know where Capernaum is a place where Jesus preached in the temple. And when he did the doxology, he comes out of the temple and goes into Simon Peter's mother's house, because she was sick there. And when Jesus entered the house, the healing power of God sat in his house. I think I'm going to stop right here. Whenever you are in the show, when you're in a place where it seems like you cannot receive what you need, just call on Jesus. Do I have a witness in the house? Look at the name of the Lord when trouble comes. Just call on Jesus. And when Jesus stepped in the house, I told him, I stood at that house. We still have the remaining parts of that house still standing. It's in that house where the dynamic of the power of the Holy Ghost surged on a woman that was in bed to see when Jesus came into the environment. She was able to get out of it. Now, the Bible says she prayed. He prayed for her. He just went in. Whenever Jesus walks in, I wish I had some here. When Jesus walks in, it changes everything around him. I wish I had some help. That's all I want to talk about, the dynamics of Pentecost. I'm almost finished. I'll preach again because I got a long time to preach. I got till I become 97 to preach it, so I got many times to preach it over and over again. Just hope you'll be alive to hear it. So, we use some words rather loosely because we repeat them so frequently. One such word is power. So what's the power? I decided to consult the dictionary on the subject. Webster has several paragraphs on the word power, defining quite a number of connotations, but I was especially edified by the fact that the Latin word from which power derives is the equivalent of the Greek word dynamis. Translated to English, it is now from dynamis to dynamis. If I say dynamis. Well, what God did when he called and directed them to go back to Jerusalem, he wanted them to go back and get something. I don't mind preaching to y'all, but y'all can't get with me. That's what Jesus said, go back to Jerusalem and wait till you get into the river. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm almost finished. Y'all understand it's all about now dynamite that comes from the source of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says you shall have dynamite after that stuff is come upon. And you shall be my witnesses. Y'all need to read Acts chapter 1. And then you can talk to me today. Turn it out of the Acts chapter 1, and I'm going to see if y'all can read if you can't put it. You shall receive, I'm talking about the verse 8. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, and you shall receive, Paul said, dynamite. After that, it is, and you shall be unto me both in all Judea and in the uttermost parts of the earth. Wherever you go, you need some dynamite. Wherever you go, you need some Holy Ghost. I'm almost getting the close out here, but I'm preaching again before I die. You've got to have some dynamite power. The devil off of your household. Back to you offer your life to give you joy unspeakable and full of glory. While I'm on the page of what dynamite can do, I have a special God and wife. I'd like to step to the mic and tell you all the benefits of dynamite. I want you to listen to her and tell you If you sit in this audience, You don't have that kind of life. I was just trying to get your kind of life. We got one. We might as well make it two. Come on. You don't have that kind of life. Come on. Come on. Come on. We got to have that power to get out of here. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Many times I feel
we are
remember when we had a baby healed in this room. That his throat was clicked every few seconds. God went into him and transformed his body. We had testimonies of God's greatness. He's still God. He's still God. Some of y'all going through some stuff you don't understand, but he's still God. I want you to just let me have your hand.
I'm sorry.
clap your hands and praise him. Say he is a promise for you, for any reason you believe. Listen, I'm giving it to you, but 50 is a powerful number. God knows I'm recognizing that 50 is a powerful number in the Jubilee. It is a supernatural time, it's a supernatural change. Somebody said something supernatural is about to happen for me. If this be the month of June, and if this be a time, I don't know, we don't know if it's Pentecost, Bay, or Pacific. But we do know that it's the 50th hallelujah celebration time that serves the gift in that moment when Mary went to her house. And I declare that I'm going to take this whole month and get it to the Lord. Thank you. man. When it rains, you're wrong. God won't have to fall. He said, tell the people of God. When the faithful in place, I got a red seat. God hear me. I said, I'm faithful. He said, when there is a faithful in your midst,
Jesus.
finish your month of supernatural so that it don't look so good. You hear me? So supernatural month don't look good. You just have to pay anyway. You hear me? I need you to trust the company that is leading you and directing your path. Come on, baby.
I'm looking at this big, 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 big,
and put it in your hand. I'm looking at them being in the ground and put it in your hand. You hear me? Don't keep worrying about what is happening. God said it is a prophecy of sadness. I see the quality of death. There is some serious soul in this world. And there is silence in this world. That your stuff, God said I can't have it. Don't be me. Because I can trust you for the Lord. Hallelujah. And you can speak to the Lord. The Lord said, I don't care how big it comes. I will always have it. Because I'm telling you, I can see a difference. God, I think you're going to be a stuff. Get into a shadow. Get out of the peace. Get your spiritual self. For you that don't believe in God. For you that don't trust me. Don't even know what's in your life. Hallelujah. Get your spiritual self. And think about the need. And get myself. I'm going in it. Create it. And get myself. I'm not the big. Pull out my pocket and get my stuff. We're poison. We don't play. It's beautiful. I need what I got to play for you to scream. It's going to be hot. Some of y'all won't even talk to the other day.
Hallelujah.